NACICAC is a subcommittee of the Cricket Australia Board. It's made up of predominantly Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across the country, and they're responsible for driving Indigenous involvement in the game of cricket.
Recently had a new appointment to the board of Mark Eller, the rugby union legend. Why did you choose Mark for the role?
Well, Mark actually co-chairs the Cricket New South Wales. They've got an Indigenous advisory committee down there, and so do every other state and territory. And Mark is obviously a great sporting ambassador, and some people don't realise he's actually a cricket tragic, so loves the game, and we're fortunate enough to have him involved at Cricket New South Wales, but also at the national level as he steps into the deputy chair role.
I never knew Mark Eller was such a cricket tragic either. Do you think also with his experience in rugby union and the things he did for Indigenous players there that can hopefully translate over to Indigenous players in cricket?
Yeah, Mark has an extensive experience within sport, and so does the entire Eller family, you could say that. So, you know, Mark is very well connected within New South Wales, hence his involvement at cricket there. And we expect, you know, Mark's experience to be able to help us drive cricket within communities, not only just in New South Wales, but also around the country.
The committee seems to be a very diverse range of people. Who else is on the committee along with Mark Eller?
Yeah, so John Maguire from WA. There's Tanya McGregor, who's based in South Australia. Rob Hyatt in Victoria. Gary Maynard in Tasmania. Jason Smith in Queensland, and Marcus Rosas in NT. They're our Indigenous members, but we've also got independent members with people might know Natalie Armat on NITV. She's also involved, and Bess Edwards, who's a lawyer based, non-Indigenous lady, who's based in Queensland, but has a passion for sport. But not to mention Justin Muhammad, who's co-chairs our committee. Justin's involved in Reconciliation Australia, and our board-appointed co-chair is Earl Eddings. So Earl is also a board member of Cricket Australia, but also a member of our committee.
What are some of the things that Cricket Australia is doing to try and get more Indigenous players to the sport?
Yeah, so this year we had last cricket season, you could say, more than 30,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander men and women, boys and girls, involved in the game. So we're strategically looking into areas to drive cricket. You know, particularly we've had some good programs happening out at Borroloola and Uwindamoo, but there's also some that are sort of happening in major centres. Particularly around WA and New South Wales as well. So not only we focus on driving participation, there's an elite level that we're also excited about. And on May 20, we're taking the first ever national Indigenous women's team to India. So great experience for 14 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander girls to go over there and play in India. But hopefully we're trying to accelerate their ability and hopefully go on and play WBBL or for the Commonwealth Bank Southern Stars.
With the squad that's going over to India, who are some of the names that we're going to be seeing on the squad?
Yep, you'll be familiar with Ashley Gardner. She played with the Sydney Sixers in the WBBL. Ash also plays at New South Wales, so she'll captain the squad. She's a regular in Alice Springs every year and has been since she was 13. Sally Moylan at ACT is also the vice-captain. But then you've got the likes of Natalie Plain in Victoria, Kavita Pepper and Samara Williams in WA, Carly Fuller's based out of Queensland, and Taylor Wigg based out of Tassie. So very diverse range of girls, and all of them girls are in our pathway program. So they're tracking along nicely, and we think we've got a pretty good squad that we're taking over to India.
Do you also have a male equivalent squad of the Indigenous side?
Yes, that's the other part of that. So yes, there is the boys. So if there's boys out there probably thinking, what about us? Yes, that's also part of our remit this year. Actually, last year the boys were taken to Brisbane. They were fortunate enough to play the Australia A. So basically those players that are now sort of pushing through for Australian selection, we played against those. And we're very competitive. So, yeah, those boys are also from all over the country, really, with, you know, the likes of Nathan Price in New South Wales, Ben Abitangelo down in Victoria, Darcy Short, who's from Western Australia, And Brendan Doggett. Brendan Doggett was fortunate to receive a rookie contract this year with the Queensland Bulls. So he's on the rise, which is fantastic.
Well, by the sounds of it, it looks like the future of Indigenous people in cricket is looking very, very bright.
Yeah, we're very excited. And obviously, we'd love to see more boys and girls, men and women playing the game, particularly Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander ones. That's the plan, and hopefully we can see them wearing the baggy green, and we can see them on the TV when they're playing Big Bash, with the likes of Dan Christian and Josh Lola and Ash Gardner already doing that.